first public hearing is change of zone 1604 Terrence Babby.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, land lying north of Route 16, 650 feet east of Route 22A, and being also being east of Milton, and to be located on 3.0 acres, more or less. A gentleman we received earlier this week, a booklet called Heritage Park. It is a part of the record, and the booklet includes information about the applicant developer, a series of maps, including an area map, the county zoning map, an aerial map, a lot survey, wetlands delineation plan, excerpts from the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, being the existing land use map, the future land use map, conservation recreational plan, public water systems, public wastewater systems. There's excerpts from the Town of Milton existing zoning map, the Town of Milton future land use and potential expansion map, Town of Milton state investment strategies and agricultural districts map, Town of Milton historic resources map, a soil map, information from Citadel Engineering in reference to a determination and site evaluation report, a Weber well drilling feasibility letter, a copy of the service level evaluation request, a copy of the DLDOT support facilities report, some letters of interest and support, proposed site rendering and site plan, and a proposed building elevation and floor plan. That is a part of the booklet and is a part of the record, and all the commissioners have copies. We received three agency comments and one letter to date, first one being from the State of Delaware Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report, making reference to the AR1 and the B1 proposed zoning, making reference to Delaware 16, from Delaware 5 to Delaware Route 1. There's an annual average daily traffic of 3,729 vehicles per day, with a summer average of 4,872. Present level of service is level of service C. Traffic impact study was not recommended. Under the last clause of the report, under existing conditions, with development under proposed zoning, existing peak hour traffic plus committed development plus site generated traffic and projected level of service with no highway improvements during the peak hour, the level of service of that road segment could change from C to D. From the County Engineering Department, and received today, yesterday, December 6th, we have a memorandum. It makes reference that the project is not located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. It is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Area or undertaking an amendment would be required. The proposed change of zone is within the Milton Annexation Growth Area. Engineering Department currently has no schedule to provide any service to this area, and that a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. From the Sussex Conservation District, again in the form of a memorandum dated November 28th. We are advised that the soil on the map or on the parcel is mapped to be Falsington sandy loam and sassafras sandy loam, that the Falsington soil has severe limitations, that the sassafras soil has slight limitations for development purposes. But the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. That the Falsington soil is considered of statewide importance and also prime farmland and is also considered a hydric. That the sassafras soil is considered prime farmland. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared, a copy of a soil map number of the area. Lastly, from J. Carlton Wells and Sons Incorporated, states our a representative of our family farm will not be able to attend this meeting. I'm writing this letter to express our concerns with this zoning request. This property is surrounded completely by agricultural lands, including our farm that is directly across the road from the property. Our farm, which is permanently preserved in the Farmland Preservation Program, serves as a home base for a 5,000-acre grain and dairy operation. This means that there is considerable amount of tractor traffic and other slow-moving vehicles year-round, creating not only traffic issues, but also creating large amounts of dust. Also, the entire milking herd is located on this property, which requires us to haul and spread approximately 2.5 million gallons of manure along this road annually. As with any livestock operation, the manure smell can be overwhelming at times. We do not object to the owners doing what they want with their land. We just want everyone to understand that our farm is an ongoing family operation and has been for over 100 years. We are not moving, and we do not want to hear any complaints from the store owners or patrons down the road. We know from our years of farming experience that agricultural operations do not usually mix well with residential and commercial properties. To make a commercial-type property such as the one being requested with a number of patrons involved will be disastrous with many problems down the road, including complaints from dust landing on vehicles and from the odors associated with a dairy operation. And that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, sir, Mr. Weaver.
Gene Byard on behalf of Terrence Babby, who is to my left.
Terrence Babby.
Lawrence has identified all 23 items in the project booklet, and I'm not going to belabor them. What I'll do is move right into Terrence's testimony. This project is in a developing area according to the county's comprehensive plan. And we think it's an appropriate site for what Mr. Babby proposes, as he'll explain it to you. Terrence, if you could describe the site and its present condition for the commission.
Currently, it's a 3-acre vacant lot at present.
And if you could describe in four directions surrounding the property, what's around the property?
To the east, there's a single-family residence. It's residential. To the west, there's a lot for sale there. I believe it's actually a lot home package that the fellow's wanting to sell it as. And then to the north and is agriculturally zoned currently. And, of course, as Mr. Wells letter stated, across the street then to the south is his farm.
Back to the site. Are there any wetlands on site?
I did have the wetlands delineated, and there's approximately 122 square feet. There's two little areas that are noted in the booklet you have, and one on either end of the property, one on the east, I believe, one on the west.
Give or take a square foot, 122 square feet.
Right.
Is the site treated at all?
There's a border of trees along the back of the property currently.
Have you commissioned a soils report?
Yes, and that's in your booklet as well, and it states that it's suitable for an LPP and or set mound system. And at this point in due diligence, we're looking at the mound because, of course, it would have longer-term viability, we believe, rather than the LPP.
You commissioned a report from Wayne Weber.
Right.
What did that reveal?
Right, and he said that as far as potable water, there'd be no problem in doing a well on site.
You've reviewed the traffic report from DelDOT. Do you have any comment in that regard?
Yeah, the DelDOT report that you have was actually based on 60,000 square feet and actually also as a shopping center, which is, of course, much more traffic than what a professional park, as we're proposing, or service businesses would give you. And in fact, we're not going to be able to do 60,000 square feet because of the limitations of the site with the septic and parking. Currently, it's designed at 35,770 with the three buildings that we show, which is nearly half of what we submitted. And realistically, if we further due diligence, since this preliminary site plan's been done, we're probably gonna end up at under 30,000.
Let's talk about the site plan itself. The principal purpose of this application is to accommodate what?
Well, my office. Right now, I'm in Milton and leasing space, and ultimately, it would be my office there, and then some other leased professional spaces. What ideally I want to do with the entire project, but also it may be some service businesses or home-related retail, if any retail at all.
Terrence, talk briefly about your business.
Coulter Construction Incorporated is my business. I'm the president of that business. It was established, and we've been in Milton since 1990. I'm in lease space. It's right up the road on 16 from this property, and so it's just a move up the street for us, but it is in our own company. We have four employees, three vehicles, and, as I say, we are a custom home builder. We do design build.
There'll be no materials stored on site, will there?
No, there'll be no building materials of any kind on site. We sometimes keep interior lock sets and things of that nature, but no building materials.
So the first activity will be your office, your general contractor's office, is that correct?
Right, and depending on demand for the office space, which apparently there is, we'll be building our building first, and then as demand requires, we'll build the other two.
Can you briefly walk the commission through your site plan on the board, please?
Here you see the site plan. We have the entrance, and this, again, may be revised because of parking requirements and et cetera. This is very preliminary, but ultimately, we want a very nice signage in the entrance, as you can see on the rendering, something of this nature. And in fact, we want to do it along the architectural theme of Milton, and coincide with that, along with the characteristics that we're typically seeing in our work. We want that reflected in these buildings as well. We've selected the name Heritage Park. Three of the governors of the state of Delaware four were from Milton, so three of these buildings will be named after three out of the four of those governors. So we're trying to make it a really nice park, and we want it to be high-end and have, all the latest and greatest in terms of technology available in those conference rooms.
From what your engineers tell you, can stormwater be handled on site?
We feel that it can be. In fact, currently there is and I've met with one Denrec official out there. I have nothing in writing for you, but they have a storm drain on site now, which we can discharge to. Of course, it's going to have to be to the capacity that the engineers have to work out.
You've included in your project booklet letters from prospective tenants. Can you identify those tenants?
Yeah, we have. Currently, we have some letters of support, but in addition, we have letters of interest from Jefferson, Rhinedone, and Sterner here in town. Williams Insurance Agency is actually bulging at the seams. If we had space today, I think they would take it. Bonnie Benson also, we spoke to her. She's looking for more space as well. Carl Richardson, who's a photographer, is interested in space in the area. Then we have additional letters of support from Deltec Properties, which is an investment and real estate firm, and then Dr. and Mrs. Sergio Huerta and Colvett and Colvett, who's a marketing firm. And that's just initial. I mean, we really haven't gone out and really searched for tenants per se. It was just kind of a quest for interest at this point.
Given that your business is custom home construction, is it likely you'll be looking for home furnishing, home decorating related type of tenants?
It's possible that we would go that direction. In fact, we're a distributor ourselves for cabinetry, and so I could envision possibly a cabinet shop there or even a flooring store. It would be home-related in that regard.
Gentlemen, the purpose of B1 District, as you know, is to provide primarily for either retail shopping or personal service uses for nearby lower medium density areas. We think this project fits. We understand the Wells family's concerns. Frankly, there are no better farmers in the Milton area than the Wells family. But odors and dust from a farming operation are a fact of life near any town or near any developing area. And that's something that anybody risking capital to build needs to take into account. This is not the last time you'll hear such a lament. nor will be the last time that it will be addressed. But Mr. Babbie is fully prepared to deal with what the Wells put on the ground.
Well, and in fact, our office now, we have a farm directly across the street, and it's not been a problem.
That's all we
for can. Us.
If you have questions, we'd be glad to answer them.
All right, sir. Thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions. Mr. Burton.
Mr. Byard, you mentioned that it is in the existing land use plan?
It's in the future land use plan as a developing area.
So it's right now, it's currently not in the existing
plan. That's right.
Mr. Byard, you mentioned that the traffic study would change. Tell me about that.
The comment from the Department of Transportation was that under a fully developed site, with the uses that they received, which related to offices and retail, they included both, and it was at 60,000 square feet proposed, could change from level of service C to level of service D.
But you're proposing 35.
Currently, but that's actually going to have to be reduced because of the parking requirements and probably on account of the septic system as well. Further due diligence, since this original plan was developed, have revealed us that we're going to have to reduce the buildings.
Half of what?
Right, exactly.
I do want to remind the commission that we have to vote on what is being presented to us. So for our purposes, it's a 35,000 square foot application.
Well, actually, this one is a change to B1, so what we're voting on is the change in zoning, really, regardless of what the specific use is.
Okay, you're right. That's right. The use is not the issue. I'm sorry.
So I was going to say, so, you know,
pardon me.
That would be part of site plan review with regard to the parking and everything else. What we're looking at really is whether the B1 zoning, change from AR1 to B1 is appropriate for that parcel and with regard to that area.
Ordinarily, Mr. Burton, this would be the subject of a conditional use application, but given the proposed mix of professional offices and personal services, B1 is the only appropriate classification.
But just to be clear, if it were rezoned, any of the uses allowable in a B1 district could be
correct.
Placed on the site,
correct.
Not just offices as
that's
being
yeah,
presented.
No, that is correct.
I mean, it's good to know what you're proposing, but the public needs to understand that any of those uses could go there.
And your intention is to see what the market bears, whether it be a retail environment or a medical service?
Yes, sir. And of course, initially, my biggest concern is getting our office there. But beyond that, I would like it all to be professional space if that's the way it comes down. But there may be a home-related business. I wouldn't want a pizza shop or something there or anything of that sort. If anything, it would be home-related retail.
I know you're not that far down in the design, but can any of the trees be saved?
I want to save all of them. I don't believe we'll have to take down any of the trees, and we won't have to disturb any of the wetlands either. I mean, it's such a minute, if you see your wetland map there, I mean, they're such a minute area that we're not going to even be bothered by that.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Gordy.
Mr. Barr, how would you dictate who could move in and who could move out of that building as far as the B1? I mean, you say you want certain buildings or occupants in there.
That's the landlord's decision, Mr. Gordy. And I think you're going to have some faith in the fact that Mr. Babbie intends to build his offices there. His offices will be his best advertisement for what he does, which is build.
Okay. That's all the question I have.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Okay. I just have one for you. The situation with the Wells family, I think, concerns everybody. However, I first want to ask Mr. Robertson, they are afforded protection under the Right to Farm Act, are they not?
Yeah, they do. They do have certain protections in a myriad of ways, because they pre-existed anything that happens on this property. So.
And in addition, they're in permanent agricultural land preservation.
Okay.
Well, and I think that's from their letter. I think that's their concern is they intend to farm indefinitely, and they're concerned about receiving complaints and so on. What would be What would be your approach to that in regard to your tenants? Are you planning to have something in your lease that addresses that? Or?
Exactly. I figured that, you know, I know that it's required, like in subdivisions now, that you're adjacent to farmland. And of course, you know, it's inherent to have odors and dust and et cetera, and that's going to have to be accepted. And like I said, now we're right across from farm and in a business park, Bayport Business Park is where I am now in Milton, and I don't think anybody's complained there that I'm aware of. And that goes on all the time. Of course, yes, it would be in our lease. I mean, just CYA for myself, if nothing else. But, I mean, just to bring it to the forefront to any potential lessee.
All right, thank you. Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Gouts?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
I already said my statement about the B1, just another reminder to the commission, because it's a change in zone and not a conditional use, which sort of on its face, it sort of looks like some of the conditional uses we've seen. But because it's a change in zone, it can't be conditioned. It's either all or nothing, you know, the change in zone. So. That's all, thanks.
All right, sir, thank you. Okay, gentlemen, we thank you. If you'll take a seat for a moment, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1604 Terrence Babby? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1604? Okay, is there an attorney representing a group or no? No? All right, sir. We'll start with you in the blue shirt.
My name's Thomas Lynch. I own a piece of property right west of him. I have about 10 or 11 concerns. One of them is the value of my property. If he puts something like that up right next to me, I bought that for a residential lot, and I was going to build and retire on that. I've got my site evaluation and what I'm going to do with that lot lined up. But let's just say the piece of property is worth $175,000. If he puts a commercial application like that right up next to me, I'll probably lose 30 to 25% of the equity of that property. In real dollars, that's about $50,000. I lose. That's my first concern. Noise control is out of town, so there is no regulation whatsoever on noise control. He could build 24/7. He could use one of those things to build cabinets, one of them to build pieces of houses, and there'd be no regulation whatsoever.
Well, he would be
because he's out of town.
He would be limited by what's allowed under the zoning.
Well, I mean,
so he couldn't be manufacturing anything there. And he talked about having a cabinet shop. I don't believe he could do that in a
B1. Yeah, that's not a permitted use.
Not a permitted
use. Right, out of town?
Well, because we're talking about
the
county.
We're
in
not,
the country.
You're out of town. This is out of town. We're not in town. We're in the county.
Yeah.
Right. So in the county, you have no restrictions whatsoever on North.
Yeah, that's why they're here tonight.
That's why he's here tonight.
They're right. Contract. Well, I'm just letting you know that that's part of this, our concerns.
I think your concern is probably enforcement, not that there aren't any regulations.
Right.
Right. Okay.
And a land buildup, I don't know what he's going to do with his parking lot. We're going to have problems with trash. We're going to have problems with oil and from vehicles. And who knows who's going to be in there, who's going to rent to. He could rent it to contractors, and contractors are going to bring trash home and stuff like that. Dumpsters are going to go in there at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, lift it up, crash, boom, bang, the whole nine yards. That's happened before. It's right in the center of a residential community, which is our family. I bought the property off my son. My mother-in-law, or son's mother-in-law, lives on the other side of me, and on the other side of him is a family member.
Sure you want to live there?
Yeah, actually I do. When I retire, maybe in 10 years, if I live that long, I'd like to try that.
All right, sir.
Living
we're
that
just,
long.
We're just having a little fun.
Yeah. There's plenty of property available for this around Sussex County. I mean, it's to take a piece of property, buy it cheap, convert it over to commercial, you know how it works. The land value goes way up and you enhance your pocketbook. That's one thing. The trash issues, another. The septic system, where's the septic system going to go here? Because I've done my evaluation on my site. I've got a LPP in the front of the lot and a cap and fill in the rear. I want to put my well in the front, far away from the chicken houses, so I have no nitrate problems. And if those green spots are going to be septic systems, that just may ruin my well. very good possibility it could ruin it. Because, I mean, I don't know how many people are going to be in that thing, but eventually it's going to be a lot. And like you said, the soil itself can't digest that much fluid that fast. I found that out through mine. And the traffic, you know, you want to retire someplace in a family setting, and this guy wants to put up, a big maze of buildings with, you know, rent instead of pay for the whole situation. I just think it's the wrong place, you know, for this type of an application. And, it's a great price, what he got the thing for, but, it's going to ruin everybody else along the way, possibly mine, too. I don't think he would give me $50,000, you know, which I will lose if I build a house there, or more. It'll just devalue it. So that's something to think about. It's a lot of money.
Yes, sir, it is.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I live right across the street from Moses Farm.
You need your name?
Richard Smith.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. And I live right across the street from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And my father bought this ground years ago, and he gave all of us some acres to build on or whatever. And the traffic there is terrible. The water, the pipeline he's talking to that runs behind the prop, they just piped in probably 3 years ago. All that water runs to Broke Hill River. So they do all this septic system, all this building. Where's this? If it leaks over and runs into this, where's it going to go? The Broke Hill River. And that's a big thing to worry about. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else? Yeah, yes, sir.
I'm Thomas W. Lynch III. That was my dad earlier. I'm the chicken farm 100 yards to the west of this that everybody's forgot about. This agricultural. My dad's property, and then there's a chicken farm that's been there for 30 years. We've run it for 9. Mother-in-law's run it for 20. It's a complaint. It's going to be. You know what I mean? It stinks. Wells is here. We're there. Like I said, again, the traffic. I keep a tidy farm, but it's just, you know, it's for the next thing to go. And I'm not leaving. And it's just behind him, where his business is at now, is about 50-foot road frontage of field. It's not a farm. There's a 400-head cattle farm right in front of that lane with the cows there, not a cornfield. Like I said, 100 yards this way, there's a chicken farm with 2 chicken houses, and it's getting run. And all the fields behind that is getting spread. There's going to be a conflict, and it's just like, again, it's not the place to put something like that. It's just, it's a beautiful place, but it don't need to be there. That's all I got to say.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Step right up.
Susan Lynch, mother-in-law. My husband was up here earlier. As for use to the property, it is a beautiful place. But there is other places in Sussex County that you can get a deal on, and you can put your business there. It's not fair. It really isn't, to take away farmland that people have had for years and years and years. It's been in the family. It needs to stay farmland. The Wells' farm, son-in-law, stepson has chicken farm. It needs to stay that way. This is going to be a farm that's handed down generation to generation to generation, as it has been in the past. We don't want to have that in the middle of our family farm. We really don't, and I just needed to say on the side of, from a woman's point of view, that's home. That's our house. That's our home. And that's everybody else's home here, raising children, and we want it to stay that way. We want it safe. We don't know who's going to move in. He could tell us it's not going to be a pizza parlor, but it could be. It could be a Canton Inn. We don't know. And we can't trust. It only goes so far. We would like to keep that as a family farm, so that we can go ahead and hand it down to our family. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for coming this evening. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday night with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.